Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
We got bodies everywhere, baby.
Chico, my co-host, and I am Double D, and you are listening to a special pre-show edition. It is packed here, Dan, and I can't wait until retaliation starts, because this is where scores will be settled. This is retaliation. New Moon Rising Wrestling returns. I just want to introduce myself yet again. I am your host, the Dean of Credibility, Double D. You can find me at Folsom County on Twitter. With me, as always, is my co-host, the very loyal, the very excited,
loyal as a dog,
Dan the Man Calachico,
the above average comedian.
Not today, Dan. I'm not feeling it today.
I didn't ask you.
I'm not feeling it today.
I didn't ask you.
Now, Dan, we are here.
You called me
a
Dan
Lowe
83, by the way.
Last month.
Thanks for
all new champions. All new champions.
All new champions. And only like two of them are here.
That's besides the point, Dan. All new champions. They were crowned. Tank Tone, of course, winning. And what a glorious moment that was for Tank Toll.
Oh, really? You feel that?
Winning the heavyweight championship in that ladder match.
I agree with you. It really was. And finally, a champion with dignity.
Thank goodness.
And honor.
Yes, thank goodness that Tank Tolan did, in fact, win that title match. Now, of course, he's not here for some reason tonight, Dan.
No, I don't know if the board has worked their magic again. I don't understand why he's not here.
I don't know.
I
either,
don't understand. What did you do?
I think the more important story.
I don't
anyway,
trust you.
Hey, I haven't done a darn thing. Now,
all right, okay.
I think one of the bigger stories coming out of A Brawl for It All, of course, that was last month, January 19th. A Brawl for It All. Now, the Me Society, are they still intact? Are they still together? Maybe we'll get the answer here tonight, Dan.
I'd like to get an answer before the show. I don't really want to wait this whole time and not find out what's going on.
Well, we're
going
to find out here tonight. Now, Dan, we're going to go through the card now.
Yes, good.
And let me tell you,
Beverly
Berwick making his debut. And I've received word that Robert Knight will not be here. He is on special assignment. Special assignment.
Yeah, special assignment.
He will not be here. LJ
that's
Cruz,
one way of putting
that's
it.
One
yes.
less distraction. One it less distraction
can,
that LJ Cruz won't have to worry about.
He can concentrate on his match. He doesn't have to worry about anything else.
Now, of course, last month, LJ Cruz suffered a defeat. LJ Cruz, since being kicked out of the Me Society, tough times.
I think he'll be fine. You know, it's just a period of adjustment, I'm pretty sure.
Mark Angel, of course, of the Burgundy Brigade, picking up the big win.
This is Burgundy guy.
We'll find out. He's going to be one of our very special guests here today on the live pre-show.
Okay, well.
So, LJ,
we
where do you
planned.
See that one going? Where do you see that thing
LJ
going?
LJ Cruz, who's Beverly Berwick?
There you go.
Awesome.
LJ Cruz, of course, making his debut. Okay, we also have Ty Reno taking on another member of the Burgundy Brigade, Nathan Avery. Now, for Nathan Avery, he
didn't leave by the side door last time. I was impressed.
But Slim Burgundy, not his manager, more of a guide.
Is he a guide?
To a better mindset, a guide to better fitness.
I see that a guide straight into the ground.
Why do you say that? I think Slim Burgundy has a certain...
You know, coming from a bigger person, I don't see how he can lead them in the right direction.
I'm not sure where you're going with that. But now this match is really supposed to take
this.
I don't know. But Ty Reno and Nathan Avery, that was supposed to happen last month. We finally get to see it here tonight.
I'm going with Nathan Avery going on a roll
because of the guidance of Slim Burgundy.
I'm going to say because of the guidance of Slim Burgundy, or not necessarily the guidance, but because of the maybe possibly physical influence on this match. You know, a manager.
Managers sometimes do get involved.
Yeah.
Physically if needed.
Yeah, physically if needed.
Then,
I'm going to repeat everything you said.
There are two champions here tonight that will be defending the titles. And, of course, this Fusion DS. Never been stronger, Dan.
Never.
And I have never been prouder of the team. Fusion
really?
DS. Yes.
Excellent. I'm glad you're starting to see things my way.
Taking on the despicable, highly entertaining wrestlers with Loudy.
I don't think they're so much despicable as just different. Loudy's his own breed of person, if you heard the interview we did this week.
He just says
whatever he wants.
It was a very good interview.
That's a dog.
Somebody make some noise. I'm not sure. But I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a tag team title defense. Fighting champions.
I'm a huge Fusion DS mark, so anytime they're in the ring, it's going to be a good match in my opinion.
I certainly do agree.
And I have a good opinion. I'm on the best radio show and wrestling podcast.
Now, as I have been saying, Dan.
As you have been saying, buddy.
Akoa the Flying Hawaiian and Mac Daddy Ron Starr. Now, this is probably the big clash of styles. Even when you look at the guys in the ring, very different. You could describe Ron Starr as a rotund man, could you not?
He's bigger.
He's a larger man.
You tell him.
Keikoa is probably a paragon of fitness.
He is definitely a paragon of fitness. I've seen his regimen.
Yes.
Holy.
When we had Keikoa on,
let's just say self-control does not exist in my... to do what he suggested.
But Keikoa, a champion wherever he's been across the country. He's also been various promotions. A European tour.
Speaking of the European tour, if you have not grabbed that DVD and you come to the show tonight, he will have it. Pick it up. It's very good.
It's a little on the short side,
very
but
short,
it is very informative.
But it's very informative, and there's a lot of great moments on it, and it was professionally done. It's really well done. I really enjoy it.
Certainly. So, Keikoa,
and buy our stickers for a dollar.
Outlaw Ron Starr. That was Outlaw
Ron
Bass.
Hey, how you doing?
That was Outlaw Ron Bass.
I stole people. He is an outlaw.
Do you remember Outlaw Ron Bass?
I do remember.
He spurred Brutus the Barber Beefcake. It's true, Dan. It was a horrible moment for professional wrestling.
I'll go with Keikoa.
He did hit a bump in the road last month. He took a loss. Damian Adams.
I think based on that and being that he's a little quicker.
Certainly he does have the speed and the cardio. However, Ron Starr
does have the
strength.
He's not 1,000 pounds, but...
Ron Starr has the strength.
I think Keiko's got
the
it.
The brawn.
I think Keiko's got it.
Okay. I'm going to have to agree. Keikoa is an amazing athlete, and I think we're going to see that here tonight.
Good. I agree. Have I seen Ron Starr before?
Yeah, Ron Starr last month.
That's
you
right.
You saw
yeah.
him...
No, I mean wrestle.
Probably not.
No, I don't think I have. So,
no,
I mean,
no. So you're in for a treat.
I'm in for a treat tonight. Slow wrestling.
You're in for a treat. It's an old school style, man. It's not slow. It's an old school style.
Slam.
Okay, now the spotlight, Dan. Now, this, of course, is Cliff Light, one of the hardest working individuals I've ever seen in any promotion. Cliff Light is going to have the electrifying Mike Reed on Mr. Upgrade Mike Reed. What do you think about
is,
that? What's
going to
happen?
So he's doing the spotlight, but he's not defending his newly U.S. champion. We didn't mention he's the U.S. champion. He's not defending his belt tonight.
Not defending the title, Dan. Not defending the title.
We'll be interested to hear what he has to say, since we've never really heard him talk well yet.
That's true, but an electrifying moment for the fans, and I thank every fan in attendance, especially the front row fans.
Especially the front row fans, my buddies from that other place we don't talk about on this episode. Woo!
Open challenge, Dan. The Legion of Anarchy.
Thought you were throwing me an open challenge. I don't want an open challenge, nobody.
Legion of Anarchy again. Throwing out the gauntlet, saying it is time to whoever thinks they can step up. Now, last night, they completely dominated, destroyed, decimated their opponents. Legion of Anarchy is here tonight.
I do not want to be on the other end of the Legion of Anarchy beating.
They said
I wouldn't want to be the official in that match.
When O-Dog pulled off...
It's an unsafe working environment.
But when O-Dog pulled off the upset against Luisa Punisher Martinez... Luisa Punisher Martinez, he's a former heavyweight champion here. Luisa Punisher Martinez, as he was walking back, said he was bringing anarchy. Last month we saw the first step of it.
No, this month
I think it continues.
I don't even want to be at ringside. That's a scary man.
Now, a special treat for the fans, Dan, is going to be a master illusionist, that DV1, Damian Adams, with lovable Larry Lawson. And that is another shot ready.
They call it the old Billy Baruch.
He is going to come over.
That's going to be a fun match. One of those guys has a different style.
Well, it's an ordinary style of offense from O-Dog. You never know what angle he's going to come, what he might do in that ring. Yeah. Damian Adams, more technically based. More technically sound, but if it's with a magic kick, it's lights up.
Hey, listen,
bring down
one of the most amazing things ever. He pulled a quarter out of Kiko's ear.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
We were quite impressed here. Now, Dan, the reason
I release here.
I'll tell you what. Crazy. I've been getting another day past, Dan. He is going to be here. He has accepted the challenge. We spoke to the parole board. They allowed this to happen. It means saying buy a new ring, but throw that rule book out the door.
Just keep running, folks.
Crazy Ivan will be here accepting the challenge thrown down by Matt Tremont, as he was here last month, Dan. And Matt Tremont is here to make an immediate impact.
If you were going to pick it to make an impact,
who better than Crazy
Ivan? Better than Crazy
Ivan? Who's crazier? The man who threw out the challenge or the man accepting it?
Charles Manson.
But who's crazier of the two individuals, Dan?
One is institutionalized, one isn't.
But perhaps he's just fallen through the crack, Dan. Did you ever think of that?
Through the cracks anymore?
I honestly do believe that this match will change the face of New Moon Rising Wrestling. Matt Tremont carving out a path of destruction
really could be,
in his blood, Dan.
In all seriousness, it really could be another step for New Moon Rising Wrestling to have Matt Tremont.
It really
Matt
is.
Matt Tremont.
He is a Frenchman.
That's the card, ladies
and gentlemen.
That
is the card. We'll run it down again in a little bit later on. But what we're going to do right now, Dan, the Mystery Men. We've been talking about them for quite some time.
Good guys.
We're
great interview.
Keep my heat on.
Keep my heat on. That's what we do here on the bill.
We'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
My heat on from the Mystery Men here on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, and we finally have our first guest here, ladies and gentlemen.
That is right. Now, Dan, I know you're excited because I am too. It's Slim Brigandy.
I can't hold the excitement.
Manager of Champions, that's how he wants to be known. But not just a manager of champions, Dan. This man, more like a life coach, I like to say.
Now, life coach of fitness and life attitude and things
well, yeah,
like
positive
that.
Attitude,
I can't see
vibes.
It.
Why can't you see it?
I can't see it.
I can
see it. I wouldn't go to him first if I wanted to, you know.
Now, Slim.
Yes. Well, she has a pack of M&M's there, huh?
Who has a pack of M&M's, Dan?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Last time I looked at you were the one stuffed in the face with M&M's.
Well, you know.
Why don't you take your hand out of the bag and focus on this interview?
Sorry.
There you go. Now, Slim, I apologize for Dan's coarse behavior with you.
Well, you
here's
know what?
The thing.
Here, you do the interview by yourself.
You know what? I like that better. Dean, you go ahead.
I'll tell you. This day has been such a stress level, Slim. I might have to go to you for some counseling. You know, perhaps find a way to get rid of all this stress in my life.
You know, my door is always open to you. If you ever need any assistance, especially the physical assistance. Now, I
no,
want to know.
Seriously, help him out, Ryan.
Now, I want to know.
Big Burgundy. Slim Burgundy.
Who?
I don't know.
Who's this?
Big,
now, I want to know.
He needs a fitness coach.
Your first...
Hey, a mental coach.
Your first protege was Mark Angel.
Yes, Mark
is
my
Mark
first.
Angel.
He is my first.
Did you not see the videos of him working out?
I did. Now, after Mark Angel, he picks up the win when he's with you.
Absolutely.
He had no wins. He was... No wins. You completely turned his entire thing around.
Of course
not. How did you do that?
How? It's very simple. It was intensity in the training room. It was getting him into the office, getting him a chance to see the video where he was going wrong. We looked over the tape, and we looked it over again.
Looking over the tape, I like it.
I pointed out the flaws. I pointed out some areas for improvement, and then it was all up to Mark from there. You see, what people don't know is Mark isn't just the center of attention. No. Mark is a hardworking, driven individual. And I let him take the reins and push himself harder and harder each and every day. He even impressed me with some of the things that he did.
Really? He impressed you. I mean, I'm looking at you. You're a very impressive individual.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean.
And Mark Angel, of course, picking up the win. Then last month, you pick up Nathan Avery. How did that happen? How did that fall into place? Was that, did Mark give you that idea, or was Nathan somebody that you had your eye on for a while?
Let's just say that I had a chance to see Nathan a couple months back.
Yes, I remember. You came out during the match. It was HPR Glenn Storms, who is now indefinitely suspended.
Yes, yes, he is.
Taking on Nathan Avery. Now, you had your eye on initially HPR. You tried to sign him.
I did.
How did it become Nathan Avery?
Well, at that same time, I was actually scouting both of them. What a lot of people don't know is I was looking at both men.
See, I think a lot of people miss that.
Always keep an eye out. You know, I got two eyes, two individuals in the ring. I got one on each one, keeping an eye on what's going on.
So the Hacksaw Jim Duggan look?
More or less, just without the look of being a dolphin, you know, two eyes on.
I got you. More like a fish. So you're a fishy coach type of thing. I like it. So Nathan Avery, the Burgundy, anything else going on with the Burgundy Brigade?
Hold on one second. I just got a message here I got to take a look at real quick.
Okay.
Interesting. Let me just put it to you this way, Dean. There might be a special surprise in store from the Burgundy Brigade tonight. So to all your listeners out there, they better make sure that they get themselves here. Because they're going to be in for
a big,
very
surprise.
Special.
So you're saying something special is happening here tonight? That
something
we are
special is going to happen here tonight with the Burgundy Brigade.
Really?
Yes.
Could it be another member?
Another member.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Title shot, maybe,
might be
for one of you guys.
Showing off a new wardrobe. You never know.
We don't know. We will know, though. But this is
okay,
a great thing.
Who's M&M? Hey, mine. Get that garbage out of my face.
That's right. Slim Burgundy does not partake in such things. Such as that.
Such as that.
You know what? It's strictly water.
I can tell.
Tuna oil.
Well.
Chicken.
Sometimes. I mix in a little bit of chicken,
cheese
a little bit of turkey.
And tuna
no.
oil.
No cheesesteaks. I have many cheesesteaks.
And
lots
oil.
Of green vegetables. Lots and lots of green vegetables. That
I
is how.
I have a lot of green vegetables. You can tell I ate a lot of green vegetables.
You look like you could use a lot of vegetables.
You know,
cut
would
out
listen.
The fats.
I would listen
cut
to
the cakes out. Advice. Cut
yeah,
the chocolate
tell.
Out.
I
cut all the carbs out.
He doesn't
and
outweigh
you
me
will
at
become
all.
A
no,
fine
I don't know
what
you're
well, about. All right, maybe not a fine-tuned machine. But at least you'll...
Pretty well-tuned machine.
A semi-marginally tuned machine.
I got it. All right.
But I see hope for you.
Thanks for the M&M.
Thank you for that scoop, by the way. Big surprise here tonight. We don't know exactly what it is. But big surprise for the Burgundy Brigade.
I'm looking forward to this.
Tonight, could be a new wardrobe, could be a new member.
He's going to wear something other than a red shirt?
Or it could be maybe a victory. You never know what's going to happen tonight. Yeah.
Now, of course, we didn't even talk about the match.
Exactly.
Ty Reno.
Exactly. Come on,
Ty Reno.
Are you not on your game
on
today?
Nathan Avery.
Stop slamming the table and just talking to me like that.
You know what? I will slam the table if I want to slam the table.
I'm sure it's going to sound great on this.
And you're lucky. I went very easy on the table.
He did. He could have chopped
the
big man.
I might have to get out
again.
And outrun him.
Will you
outrun me?
Already. What you don't even know is I've already been back there and back to my seat before you even knew what happened.
That's pretty. If that's
like
true, that's pretty impressive if it's true.
Now, Nathan Avery taking on Ty Reno here tonight. This, of course, last month that was supposed to happen. It's happening this month. Ty Reno, what do you think? What is he going to have to do here tonight?
You know what? I'm going to give Ty some credit. Ty is an impressive individual. I mean, to have a championship like the U.S. championship, to be a world champion in other places.
He did win PG-13.
You have to,
that
you
is an accomplishment.
That is. So you have to give him, you have to give the devil his due, if you will. But Ty is running into Nathan at the wrong time. Nathan is refocused. He's rededicated. He's come off a huge win last month. What? What do you want?
I was sticking my hand out to wait till you finished and ask your next
question.
Ask this
question. Go ahead and ask.
I was
going
to say, what do you think you could actually add to Nathan Avery?
I mean, he is the standard of excellence here in New Moon Rising.
He is.
Well, he's already the standard of excellence is what I'm saying.
What do I add? I had a guy who's taken the standard of excellence to the standard of excellence plus.
Slim, I love it.
Thank you so much, Dean, for having me
on.
This
is disgusting. Why don't you kiss it?
No, it's not. Dean.
I didn't mean that.
He's not worth the waste of your time. I mean, look at this puny. Look at those flabby arms.
Flabby.
Oh, my God.
Flabby arms? Why don't you compare arms? Let's compare arms.
Dude, you don't want to... Look at yourself. You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, wow. That is pretty impressive.
Oh, that's just age flab.
Age flab.
This man, he is 28 years old, this man right here. Look at the physique that I've
helped
him fire.
He's younger than me?
He is younger than you. Did you know that? Yeah. He just looks that because of the smoking. That's the only issue I'm working on.
Right. You know what I haven't ever done? Smoked.
It's a good idea. Don't smoke. You think your health is bad now. Start smoking, it's going to be even worse.
Anyway, we're not here for some type of PSA. Slim, it was wonderful for you to be here.
Oh,
we're
real
be
quick, may I just say,
what
real
the hell
fast,
do you want?
One last thing I got to say. Mark, Nathan, myself, the Burgundy Brigade, we are going to dominate New Moon Rising Wrestling.
I believe it.
Leave it.
All right. You have a good day there, Slim.
Slam's that table one more time.
He does slam the table.
Greatness, Slim Burgundy. Look,
we go from Slim Burgundy to the main event. I'm telling you what, Dan. Now, of course, we are joined by the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. Now, last month, Matt, you came out here.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to make an immediate impact. Why Crazy Ivan?
He's the top dog here.
Top dog.
For the last few months, I've sat on the sidelines and watched Ivan do his thing, take on every comer they throw at him, and he's knocked him down. And if anybody was crazy, it's myself. I know he's been around. He's a ring veteran in this sport, Jersey All Pro icon. I know Ivan very well. Tonight I'm gonna be face to face with one of the pioneers of hardcore, just a crazy guy individually. And tonight I have the honor and privilege of stepping in there. See, I came here last month with the with knowledge he was here, but he wound up not being. So tonight, Ivan, here on the Hell in a Cell pre-show, I'm here at the Proving Grounds. I'm here a couple hours early. I'm ready to rock. I'll fight right now. I'm ready to go.
You ready to go, right?
I'm ready to go now.
Ready to pull out all the stops you usually do?
I got four tonight. I'm ready.
I like now.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, when I think of this match, I think of it as changing the face of New Moon Rising Wrestling. Things that we could possibly see here tonight. Because I know you guys are both excited about it. Of course, we got
just
2 weeks ago, we got you with... to discuss this match.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Ivan, of course, had a rebuttal to it.
I heard it. Heard his collect call. Get out of jail.
I know you guys are certainly focused like no two athletes here have ever been. Is it just because he's an icon? Is he someone that you looked up to? Is that what it is? Or I mean, of everybody, that why not Jake Bishop? Why Ivan? I'm trying to get to the bottom of that.
It's another one of the countless guys that I've looked up to and watched as a young guy growing up and watching this business and studying this great sport. And Ivan was one of them. Him and Low Life Louis Ramos up in the North Jersey area for Jersey All-Pro started it all up there. And tonight, for an upstart promotion, trying to make a name for himself and brand itself and make an impact in this sport, and that's what independent wrestling is all about. And tonight, me and Ivan... in my first match in New Moon Rising, it's the main event. It's the main event for a reason, because there's cause, purpose, and there's meaning behind everything. And all that comes to fruition tonight when me and Ivan are toe-to-toe in the middle of that ring. Who knows what kind of crazy chaos is going to happen. I'm ready for it. I know Ivan's ready for it. I am not sleeping on Ivan one bit. I know he's going to come in there ready, straight out of jail. I just came straight from Atlantic City, right off the fucking boardwalk. I'm ready for violence. I'm ready for God knows what. Doesn't matter to me tonight. I hope there's a jam-packed crowd here at the Proving Grounds, and we're going to tear this thing up tonight in the main event for New Moon Rising Wrestling.
Go ahead. I know you had a question.
No, he answered. He's prepared.
Are they going to keep you guys separated?
I was going to say,
that's my question. Yeah. I mean, because you guys are focused. Like I've been saying, I know I'm repeating myself.
I hope New Moon has liability insurance. I would hope so.
No.
I'm not sure.
Apart. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's probably better to keep you apart.
I'd say so.
Now, do you prepare differently for somebody who's institutionalized? No.
I've watched my tapes over and over. Like I said, Ivan's a ring veteran. You know, with technology, you have access to watching a lot of his matches in this day and age. And even a bulldozer has access to that stuff, believe it or not.
Do you think maybe he has a disadvantage this time?
Yes, he does, because he's in jail, so he can't watch shit. So it's only word of mouth for Ivan when it comes to me. But I think he's heard enough from colleagues that I've worked with. That he's worked against. I think he's well aware of myself. I'm well aware of him. New Moon Rising Wrestling. Retaliation. Let's just say last month when I came here, Ivan wasn't here. Tonight, it is retaliation for myself. And we're going to be nose-to-nose in the middle of that ring. And I hope New Moon Rising Wrestling and the officials and all the backstage people and the fans and this building is ready for the chaos and craziness that will ensue tonight in Westville, Deptford, New Jersey, wherever the hell we are.
Last question. Is this just a one-off thing, or do you think that things won't get settled here at Retaliation? Do you think that this can somehow be contained?
Avoid escalation.
In one match.
I can't predict the future, Dean, but...
I knew that.
I will say this, I'll go on record on saying this, that tonight two combustible elements and a combustible smell that just came through the Hell in a Cell radio booth.
Thank you. What the heck happened?
We're going to rip each other apart. I don't know if the Proving Grounds can contain it. We're going to see. We're going to find out what happens tonight.
Smell.
That's all right. Matt, thank you for stopping by. I know
you
have a lot more to prepare, and we'll talk later on.
Appreciate it, fellas.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, I listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. I think about the woman
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from
Crazy Ivan,
an inmate at a detention facility.
Matt Tremont, you see, I was wondering why when the guards came as I was trying to get my one-day pass, and they denied me. They denied me my one-day pass. So what they got a beating. I punched one of them in the face. I make sure one of them cannot see. Listen, you're over there running your mouth at New Moon, and the only reason is because you know I'm locked down. You know I can't get out. You're getting everybody's hopes up like you're the new hero. These people have no hero. They can't see what's going to happen. Fear you? I don't fear nobody. Hear you? All these voices in my head, the only ones I hear is to beat you. Believe? You better believe. You better have all those kids looking up at you to believe for God, because he's the only one that's going to help you. February 16th, there won't be no denying my pass. Matt Tremont, I'm coming to kick your...
Go ahead.
Entertaining wrestlers.
That is right, and of course.
The name on the marquee. That's it. You got it done.
Once again, the last time we were on here, we were getting a shot at the tag titles again. So I want to tell you again. This time, you're looking at the new Moon Rising Wolf, you know, something or other tag team champions.
What is it with that wolf? Everybody loves the wolf. Everybody likes that wolf.
Why did you just skip to the end? We have to build up on this talk show.
All right, it's over. Good night.
All right. Have a good night,
folks. We'll see you later.
It's over.
I mean, I had to start off nice and
rough. Oh, you started off hot.
Hard
off.
He did. Now it's hard to come back down, but we
can't. All right, I'll do a cheap plug real quick. Please look out for my new autobiography coming out at the end of the summertime. It's called How to Throw Strikes.
How to Throw Strikes. I like it. Loudy, I'm going to start with you. You got... Do you have your team properly focused on Fusion DS?
Well, you see, we spent the morning in a sandbox playing, so we got that done. We went over the ground rules of the match. Apparently, we're going to scratch their eyes, claw their faces, and do what we have to do to win. But in the end, you know, after the sandbox, we kind of just, you know, we meditated for a little bit. We counted some money. And you know what? This is for that homeless guy that I gave a quarter to. This is for you, guy.
Yeah, because Sir Xavier Cross has his nails sharpened up. He did get knighted over the weekend, by the way.
I was knighted, and I had a mani-pedi, so I am ready to go.
Yeah,
a mani-pedi. I like it. I like it. Drew, your thoughts. I mean, you've seen many tag team championships. Very
held many tag team championships.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But are you ready for the challenge before you tonight?
I'm always ready because I'll be honest with you, me and Damian Dragon go way back from early 2000s in the New York, New Jersey area. I've worked closely with Damian Dragon, had many good battles with him, so it's going to be a good contest between me and Damian Dragon tonight. But I think Fusion DS has a lot in store for them tonight, because highly entertaining wrestlers with the financial miracle, well, Sir Loudster, are the future of tag team wrestling. We are going to be, and I guarantee this is a prediction, the tag team of 2013. That we are going to be the hottest thing going since a Hot Pocket.
Oh, yes.
I love Hot Pocket.
Mr. Cross.
You pop for the Hot Pocket.
Yes, sir. This would be your first taste of tag team championship?
No. Oh, actually, that's incorrect. I am a former DWF Loco tag team champion.
Who was your partner?
Whatever. Tremendous Matt Tremont.
Tremendous.
Yes.
Three of a kind.
No, sir. You are...
Before three of a kind.
Your facts are scrambled. Once upon a time, the name Guilty as Charged, there was a young tag team of J-Law before Sir Xavier got knighted and changed his name to his biblical name.
More proper.
And Matt Justice, who later took the dawning of Tremont because he wanted to show his...
Frenchman?
No. You know what? I'm going to go on record right now to let everyone out there just pronounce it like it's written. Tremont. Not Tremont.
I just have an accent. It makes it sound...
Well, you're different. From England, sir. So.
It makes it sound more majestic.
Yeah. He makes everything sound kinky.
I bet, yeah.
He does.
You know what? I want to buy a DeLorean.
Yeah, DeLorean's amazing, by the way.
How would it feel winning the gold with Drill?
It would be a tremendous accomplishment. We would celebrate like you've never seen or heard of.
I have heard stories.
Those stories do not even come in comparison to the celebration we will give tonight, if we are, when we are successful.
Hey, guys, can I come?
Certainly can come.
Don't we have VIP reservations at Swanky Bubbles?
Yes.
Swanky Bubbles. I like it. Now, guys.
All the time.
It's coming back to you this time.
Certainly. It always does.
It does.
Roundabout circle.
It does. Now.
Like life.
We've talked about preparation.
Preparation age.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Were you looking at my bag again?
We've talked about preparations. We've talked about all these things. One thing I said is you can see a lot of comparisons between the two teams tonight. Fusion DS, they have both crafty veterans, yourselves,
yes,
and Damian Dragon.
Am I the wild card? Am I the wild card?
That's where I was going.
I was
going
to say, out there, I've seen you.
Wow. Care to comment on being a wild card?
You know, there's a lot of things that happen in life. I woke up one day and my uncle gave me money, and I thought that was the day that I would remember. But today, on Hell in a Cell, to be known as the wild card, I don't know what else I can do. I can just do it.
Sorry.
I'm the wild card. No, truth be told, I am the wild card. And the reality is I'm going to be out there and I'm going to do whatever I have to do.
Like, this is news, right?
And I'm going to make sure when it's all said and done, we're not going to need a tank to win this match. We're not going to need other people to win this match. This is our shot. Last time these guys got in the ring, they got screwed. We don't have basketball jerseys on. We're going out there and we're going to tear it up.
See, let me give you something here.
What more can be said?
Fusion DS, this isn't going to be a walk in the park tonight. Listen, this isn't going to be a walk in the park tonight, because you're looking at true competition here at New Moon Rising Wrestling. Tonight, you have the opportunity to step in the ring with the most highly entertaining, gifted wrestlers in the tag team division. So tonight, Fusion DS, Matt Saigon, Damian Dragon, get ready. Because tonight, you're looking at your new tag team champions. Ain't that right, Xavier?
That is correct. And at the end of it all, we will still look fabulous.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Lamb and tuna fish.
Forever. How to throw strikes at the end of summer. Drew Blood.
Dan. We are back, and we have had some exciting interviews, opportunities to talk to Matt Tremont, Slim Burgundy, and of course, maintaining wrestlers with landing manager, the wild card.
The wild card. I don't know why that was a revelation.
I was getting to it, Dan. I was building up.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about him.
But I'll tell you what, Dan. Again, we're down this card, and we're gonna stop things a little bit early tonight.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, lots going on. I have an apology to make, Dan.
You're living a reformed life, huh?
I am. I'm turning over a new leaf. I love the fans, and I can't wait.
Forgive
to
me.
High five them tonight.
Forgive me if I'm a spectacle.
High five them right in the
skeptical
fucking
spectacle.
Face.
Watch your dude.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. This is a family entertainment.
This is
program.
A family show.
I'm sorry.
Damn you!
I'll have to go back and
edit out.
I'll change the.
You're a cheater.
This is
a featured episode.
It is a featured episode.
So
Dan.
I want to thank anybody who isn't listening right now.
I'll tell you what, we have more and more live listeners each time I look.
Last week was 10, this week was 12.
No, but let me just talk about this. We got, again, opening up the show, it's going to be Beverly Berwick taking on LJ Cruz.
And I'm going with LJ Cruz on that one.
Yeah.
Are we going over our picks again? Or just going down the card?
Well, we'll just go down the card here. We're going to have Ty Reno taking on Nathan Avery. This match is a month in the making. A month in the making, Dan.
Ty Reno has showed me a lot in the last couple times I've seen him. And, you know, Nathan Avery speaks for himself.
Standard of excellence here at New Moon Rising Wrestling.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
The tag team champion of New Moon Rising Wrestling, Fusion DX.
Which I don't agree with, by the way. They won fair and square. There was a match. Toes were on the line. They won the match.
But
I don't want to hear anybody else complaining about it.
Tank did pull down
You know what?
That
Tank
briefcase.
Pulled down the briefcase after certain somebody I'm sitting next to did handcuff the end of the rope.
Not sure what you're talking about, Dan. Now, of course, that is, of course, taking on highly entertaining wrestlers. I'm going to go, even though it pains me to say
you're
it, I'm going to go with highly entertaining wrestlers in the hall.
No, I'm going with Fusion. Actually, that's a tough one, man. I'm going to go with my boys.
All right, Keiko of the Flying Hawaiian taking on the veteran, Mac Daddy Ron Starr.
I think about that more. If he catches Keiko, it's all over. It's all over, so I'm going to throw that one up. I'm going to do a nitro. I'm going to do a nitro finish. Got it in.
You know, good. The spotlight, Dan. The electrifying one.
It's such an exciting segment. It's full of charisma, that segment.
It is. And I can't wait, Dan. It's going to be...
Oh, Cliff Blight.
Mr. Upgrade Mike Reed.
With Mr. Upgrade Windows NT 2000 server.
We're also going to have an open challenge. Legion of Anarchy, Dan. Who is dumb enough to challenge them?
I don't know. When they come in the ring, I leave. So, God help anybody who's answering that challenge.
The Master Illusionist, Damian Adams, with...
Make You Disappear.
Larry Lawson taking on O-Dawg. Clash of Styles. Whoop, whoop, indeed.
Nothing.
And the main event, Dan. The main event is going to be...
Matt Tremont. Tremont.
Changing
the face
of
New Moon Rising Wrestling.
From this day forward, never
for better
be
or for worse.
That's true.
In sickness and in health.
It is going to be crazy. I'm taking on Matt Tremont, the main event. People have been talking about this for weeks and weeks now. Since Tremont came down and issued that open challenge stamp.
He's had a video online is circulating. The phone call was featured on Hell in a Cell. Well, he called our hotline.
Yeah.
Which I ironically didn't know we had one.
We have a hotline, Dan.
Huh.
And thank goodness that collect call, I was charged $54 for that collect call, but it doesn't matter, Dan.
Well, you ask
It was important. We had to get this message
you
out
ask him
to
for,
the people.
You ask him for the people.
I don't do that. He'll give me three packs of cigarettes for the call.
And a ship.
No.
You might need it with Tank Toll in there, son.
Tank Toll.
Tank Toll's not on the card.
The newly crowned heavyweight champion is not on the card.
I don't trust you on
it. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe there was a
whatever.
Travel issue.
Yeah, whatever.
It is snowing out there.
It happened last month in Delaware.
It is snowing. So no Tank Toll.
It snowed and nobody showed up.
So no Tank Toll, Dan. I love it. Not the fact that I just love this card.
And where is it?
10:30.
Delcy Drive,
building 4W.
In Deptford Township.
Deptford Township, that's it. Westville is inside Deptford Township.
Yes, it is.
And it's exit 25A.
On which interstate?
295.
Okay, so we have that. It's going to be an excellent thing. I can't
tickets.
Wait for it.
$10. $10 tickets.
Doors open at 6, Dan.
6 o'clock, and you can meet us. We got stickers and 8x10s. We got pictures.
8x10s.
4x6s. They're cheaper, 4x6s. I'll sign them.
All right. So, Dan, I'm excited. I can't wait. This is going to be an amazing night. It is Retaliation, Dan. 10:30 Delcy Drive.
Billing 4W.
In Deptford Township.
Deptford Township. Type that in. Ladies and gentlemen, nmrwrestling.com. We'll see you tonight at 7.
That's right, Dan. And we'll see you after tonight. We're going to be back live. Chrissy Rivera will be joining us, as well as Blinky Productions.
Blinky Productions.
You can find me at Folsom County. You can find Dan where?
DanLaw83.
You can follow the show at HIAC Talk Radio on Twitter. Follow the Facebook.
Facebook.com/
HIAC Talk Radio.
And the Bane site.
HIACTalkRadio.com. It's all coming together. So go there. Read. There's a preview of tonight's show. If we didn't convince you, go to the website, read the blog.
Read the blog, watch the videos, and come down here if you're a fool for me tonight.
That's right.
And that's it.
It starts here tonight, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Well, I've got some new medical information on Jerry the King Lawler that just came in a few moments ago. We understand that Jerry Lawler has bruised ribs, and, with all due respect, he's also suffering from anal bleeding.
What?